the socialist embarks Liverpool FC in the fight against racism. Liverpool-born black footballer Howard Gale wore the red shirt of Liverpool FC during the 1980s. I have been a Liverpool supporter for over 50 years, and of course, for me, players like John Barnes and Howard Gale were sporting heroes. Very rarely during that period would you see a black face on the cop, due to the racial divide in the city during the 1960s, 70s, and early 80s. This segregation started to come to an end during the period when the 47 Labour councillors led by militant, forerunner of the Socialist Party, controlled the council. They united many sections of the Liverpool community against the Thatcher government's attacks on the working class. Howard Gale very recently refused to accept an honour from this Tory government, because of his principles as a black person with knowledge of the history of the Tories and the rotten honours system. I have, in the past, shared a show Racism the Red Card platform with both Howard and John. They have worked hard to raise the anti-racism campaign within both the football and local communities. Sadly, very few star footballers, black or white, have been prepared to put their principles before their celebrity status. It is now 2016, and at Anfield you will see Liverpool fans from various communities and countries singing "You'll Never Walk Alone" in unison. Quite often, a current Liverpool team could have at least six black players on the field, cheered on by their fans. Ralph Parkinson, Liverpool. There is no question that the campaign initiated by the 47, which united all sections of the working class, was a factor which gave leverage to the campaign against racism. The 1985 Liverpool v Everton Cup final was an example, when most fans wore the blue and red stickers which declared, "We support the Liverpool Socialist Council." Tony Mulhern, former Liverpool 47 militant councillor,